And now, the rest of the story. On John's desk where he worked, there was always a doll. It was a child's doll, carefully, lovingly, propped in its own special corner, watching over the day's business. That doll never stayed in the office overnight. John brought her each morning, placed her in that special corner of his desk, where she could see everything that went on, and then he would take her home each evening, and no one at work ever asked John about the doll. No one had to, because everyone who knew John knew the rest of the story. It was a snowy December day shortly before Christmas in 1914 when 8-year-old Marcella Gruel decided to visit her daddy. Well, Daddy was John Gruel, a political cartoonist for the Indianapolis Star. And little Marcella trudged all the way there through the swirling white from their home many blocks away. But she was not alone. She'd brought with her a doll. Well, Daddy kissed the snowflakes from Marcella's long lashes and gave her a big bear hug. It was wonderful that she had come to see him, he said. But Daddy was working on something called a deadline, and he would have to get all of his work done soon, or the man who had hired Daddy would be very upset. Marcella understood. But there was one thing. The little girl had been playing in the attic, and she'd found this doll, and the doll was sad, she told her daddy, because it had no face. Wasn't there any way Daddy could make the dolly happy again? Well, John Gruel lifted the doll from his daughter's arms, smiling. It had no eyes, no nose, and no mouth, no face at all. But John recognized the tattered doll as having belonged to his mother once upon a distant time. John's gaze returned to little Marcella. Again, he smiled very well. He said the doll would be given a face, and hastily with his pen, the cartoonist sketched in the basic features, making the features happy, of course, and Marcella, happy also, returned home. Well, Mommy mended and restuffed the dolly, even sewed a little red heart on its chest with the words, "I love you," written inside, and when one day Marcella got sick and had to stay in bed, the little dolly stayed with her, constantly comforting. Daddy even made up marvelous adventure stories about the doll to amuse Marcella and to encourage her to get well. But the little girl seemed to grow increasingly frail, spending more and more time in bed. A chronic illness, the doctor said, from which Marcella would never recover. And she did not. She died one day in 1916 with that floppy cloth dolly clutched in her arms. So now you understand about the doll on John's desk, why he brought it with him to work each morning and took it home with him each night, because that was Marcella's doll. The political cartoons of John Gruel are mostly forgotten, but the world will always remember his daughter's doll, because not long after Marcella's death, John began writing down the stories that he had once told his little girl. And those dozens of illustrated stories he shared with the rest of us in memory of the dolly's mistress and in memory of the long-ago Christmas time when a daddy and his little girl gave a tattered cloth doll a face, and at the same time they gave the dolly a face, the little girl gave it a name. It was she who called it Raggedy Ann. And now, you know the rest of the story.